Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Thursday, January 13th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. WinBet is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, you're brought to you by us, the SGPN app. Yes, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Thursday, January 13th. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh, there we go. Yes, a little late with the music, but not a little late with the picks. Coming off a fire night. Hope you got that SGPN app. Some of those lines weren't up, but my locks were absolute fire. 5-1, I believe, tonight. 5-1. Had a winning record picking every game as well, but 5-1 on the locks. That's why you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. That's why you subscribe to the College Football Experience. That's why you should be subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, because we give them away for free here. All of our picks. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't want to, they're there. And I think Patty C is on fire with the locks. Let's recap. Let's go game by game here. Villanova Xavier was the big one. It was the absolute big one. Nova got it done. It was a back and forth game. Nova had an 11 point lead at halftime. Xavier comes storming back and couldn't get it done though. That's a huge win for Villanova at Xavier. So I was on the wrong side of that. However, I was on the right side of Longwood and Radford that went to overtime. And if you haven't seen this, you got to check out this what happened in this game. One of the best buzzer beaters I've seen in a while for Radford to send it to overtime against Longwood. And then in overtime, Jerome Kersey's alma mater, Longwood, gets it done. And that was my pick. So we were okay there. But I got to find that clip and put it up on the Instagram at TCE on SGPN because, wow, what a game winner. I should say, what a buzzer beater, because they didn't win the game on it. They got to overtime on it, and then they lost in overtime. But yeah, okay. Then we had St. Joe's and Rhode Island, and this is a matchup that I was kind of back and forth, especially the first half. It was back and forth. But at the end of the day here, I'm trying to see what I think. Nine and a half was the line. St. Joe's lost by 11. I was on the wrong side of that because I took St. Joe's. But hey, I mean, I feel like that one was somewhat decent. But anyway, let's get in there. UMass Lowell and Albany squared off. Albany was won by 10. So I was on the wrong side of that. It took UMass Lowell. But here we go. First off, Chattanooga, Western Carolina. NC Nick and Patty C, if you listened to the show yesterday, I was on the Catamounts. They switched me to take Chattanooga. I was wrong there again, but damn it, I knew I had that one. Catamounts win by 11. Huge win in the SoCon. Hampton was getting 9 at North Carolina A&T. They covered. Fordham was getting 2 at home. They covered against Duquesne. East Carolina covered for me with 10.5 against Cincinnati. See, and this is where it picks up. I think I pushed on East Tennessee State and Furman. However, Georgia did not cover against Mississippi State. But don't worry, the locks were absolute fire. How about LSU though? LSU, huge win at Florida. I was on the wrong side of that. I took the Gators minus 1. I also lost on Samford. I lost on I cashed in on Presbyterian plus the points. But hey, the locks, let's get to the locks because those are the ones that matter. Coach K wasn't coaching the game. Doesn't matter. Duke minus 4.5. That was easy cash, folks. Easy cash as they got it done. Minnesota covered against Michigan State, and I actually was on the wrong side of that. Michigan State won at the buzzer. That's another one to check out. I was on the right side of UCF on the money line and with the points in Orlando against Memphis. I was also on Temple minus 3 against Tulsa. I was on the wrong side of Stony Brook, Vermont. I was on the right side of Notre Dame minus the points against Clemson. And I do believe that was a fringe lock that I gave away yesterday on the show. So if you add that in, 6-1, but yeah, I didn't actually lock that one up officially. So what else do we got here? UNC Wilmington covered against Elon. Morehead State and UT Martin, I believe, was a push. High Point, South Carolina State, Upstate. That was a wild game too. South Carolina Upstate with a game winner there. Keep an eye on that. My other lock was Colorado State minus 4.5, and boom, they won by 5. Got back on the right side of things. David Roddy at 24.6 rebounds. What else do we got here? I took Bradley minus the points against Evansville. That cashed. My next lock of Illinois State against Drake. Illinois State was getting 11.5. They lost by 11. So the Redbirds got it done for old Pick Dundee here. I also locked up in the Missouri Valley, Southern Illinois plus, what was that? I think 7. 7 against Missouri State. They lost by 5. That cash, boom, just giving away fire here. We were also on Tulane, all of us. I think Tulane plus the points at Wichita. I even think I sprinkled some on the money line. If I went go back and listen to the episode yesterday, I was on the wrong side of SMU laying that big number against South Florida. My other lock was St. John's against UConn, where that covered because St. John's only lost by 8 at UConn. They're getting 11.5. That game actually went to overtime. I'm telling you, Dundee was on fire here. Now I did lose on Missouri plus the points against Arkansas, but I was on the right side of Maryland against Northwestern. I also played that on the money line. I was on the right side of Virginia against Virginia Tech. What's happening with the Hokies? I was on the right side of NC State, getting 7 at Louisville. And by the way, NC Nick locked that thing up. So I hope you cashed there. I was on the right side of TCU on the money line and also plus three against K-State. I was on the right side of Georgia Tech against Boston College. My lone loss on the night lockwise was Utah Valley. I think getting a point or minus a point against Seattle. They lost by six. That was kind of shocking to me. I also lost Cal on Washington, but I was on the right side of Dixie State against Cal Baptist. I was on the right side of Santa Clara against Pacific, and I was on the right side of Boise State against Nevada. Overall, a winning day, and then 5-1 on the locks. That's why you subscribe, people. So let's get to today's game. But before we get to today's game, I want to tell you that the College Basketball Experience Daily Show is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And last but not least, we're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It's free to download, and you'll get all of our access for all of our free picks and podcasts and articles. You got to get the thing. It's free. Go get it. All right. All right. So here we are back talking brand new day. This is a loaded college basketball slate for a Thursday here. And I'm excited to bring it to you.
Good round. You're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round. You're using your appetite to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
It is a great thing to have. Shout out to Bobby Knight for delivering that awesome clip. But here we are. We'll start things off. Florida Gulf Coast laying three at Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State's been improved from years past. However, Florida Gulf Coast coming off that just brutal game winner by Jacksonville, like a step or two past half court, game was all tied up. I'm all over. I'm actually going to start things off with a lock. Let's go with Florida Gulf Coast, Dunk City, the Eagles. Let's get that done. Lay the three. That's my Eagle sound right there. Lay the three. Let's ride with them. Yeah, and that one is pretty easy play for me. Next up comes Seton Hall and DePaul. I am going to lay the 5.5 with Seton Hall and DePaul. It seems like everything's falling apart. Great. This would be a huge opportunity for DePaul to grab a win. If they can get any of these wins here, just to get back on track. But I'm going to take Seton Hall, the Pirates, -5.5. Stanford heading to Washington State. Stanford coming off that gigantic win, top 10 win against USC, the first time in a long time that the Cardinal took down a top five team. They're in Pullman. They're getting 6.5. I think the play is to take the 6.5. I think Washington State probably wins the game, but give me Stanford plus the 6.5. Oh man, I should probably lock this next one up. Didn't realize I did not. Let me get over there and do that. Boston BU is at Army. They've been all right in the Patriot League, but I would say Boston is just flat out the better team. I'm going to lock it up on the road there. I think they get it done against the Black Knights. Let's cue the music. I really think the Patriot League is going to come down to Navy and Boston. All right. Maybe you can make a case that Army's the third or fourth best team there. So maybe they would have a shot, but I'm going to lay the 2.5 on the road with BU. All right. I got to do it. Coastal Carolina is on the road at Appalachian State. Appalachian State is a 3-point favorite. I don't know what's going on in Boone. I thought they'd be better this year. They returned a lot of super seniors. I'm going to take a flyer on the Chanticleers +3 in Boone. Don't love it though. American is at Holy Cross. It's a pretty bad game here. Both teams have been pretty bad this year. I will take AU though, plus the point and a half at Holy Cross. Butler is getting 2 points at Georgetown. I just found out Patrick Ewing not available to coach the game. I think that's probably COVID related. I like Butler plus two, and I think that's a fringe lock. I think that's a fringe lock we should consider. Canisius is at Niagara. I rode Niagara over the past week, and they treated me all right. But Canisius is getting 6.5. I don't know. Give me the 6.5. I don't like it though. Colgate at Navy. I just alluded to this right there. I think this is probably the top two teams. Boston and Navy would be my top two. My third team would probably be Colgate, followed by then you throw Army there or something in the Patriot League. So this is a big game for Navy. I am going to take Colgate plus the four. I think Navy still might get the win though. Detroit is at IPFW, Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne. I think IPFW is the better team here. Give me the point at home with IPFW. Florida Atlantic is at Middle Tennessee. And this is an interesting Conference USA matchup. Both teams are pretty solid. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with the Blue Raiders in Murfreesboro at home against FAU. Lafayette is at Loyola, Maryland. Loyola, Maryland's laying 6.5. I think they're the clear cut better team. I think it's this fringe lock potential. I'm going to say that right now. Fringe lock potential. I think Lehigh is at Bucknell. This is another toilet bowl there. I'm going to take Lehigh plus the 3.5 on the road at Bucknell. I think they're probably the better team just outright. So ride that money line. North Texas is at Marshall. And I was shocked to see, it's only a 4-point line here. Marshall, things have been falling apart. North Texas is legit. I'm going to lay the four and lock it up with, once again, the North Texas Mean Green. Hey, they have an eagle in their mascot, like in their logo. So fuck it. We get to play that clip. Northern Kentucky is at Youngstown State, taking on the Penguins. I know Northern Kentucky hasn't been the same team this year. However, I think Youngstown State is not legit. Northern Kentucky's getting 3 points. Let's lock it up with the Norse. Let's do it. Plus three, give me it. Oakland is on the road taking on Cleveland State. Cleveland State's been shaky in the past couple of performances, even though they were my boys last year, and I think they're a pretty good team, but so is Oakland. Oakland's getting 2 on the road at Cleveland. I didn't lock this up, but I'm taking Oakland plus 2, and I'm also playing the money line there. I think it's fringe lock potential. Ohio State is on the road at Wisconsin. Johnny Davis, one of the best stories going on in college basketball this season. Wisconsin's laying 3. I'm going to take Wisconsin. I thought about potentially lock this one's deep down on the fringe lock, but it's not a horrible play. Not a horrible play. Johnny Davis is one of the stories in college basketball. He's basically played himself into a lottery pick, it seems like. Next up, though, if Wisconsin's one of the big stories, well, so is this team. Mark Adams and Texas Tech, coming off of, they've had players out. They beat Kansas and Lubbock, then they hit the road and then deal Baylor their first loss of the season. Now they're home to Oklahoma State. OK State's getting 8.5. I think it's a little too much. I'm going to take the Cowboys plus 8.5, and I think it's tough to coming off those two gigantic wins. But Mark Adams should be an early candidate for Coach of the Year, in my opinion. Unbelievable. Southern Miss is on the road at Louisiana Tech. I know Southern Miss is dog shit, and I like this Louisiana Tech team, but 18.5 points. I'm thinking maybe La Tech calls off the dogs. Give me Southern Miss plus the 18.5 points. North Carolina, Asheville, UNC Asheville on the road at Winthrop. Winthrop just got a win against Campbell in a game that I was on the right side of with Campbell plus the points. UNC Asheville is getting 7.5. I think it's a little bit too much. Give me UNC Asheville to cover that. Great matchup in the SoCon with UNC Greensboro at the Citadel. Citadel home dog getting 3. I'm going to ride with the Citadel to get it done. Give me the 3. UTEP is at Charlotte. This was kind of a tough game to handicap here. I'm going to go with Joel Golding's Bunch, the Miners, on the road getting 3.5. Don't love it though. UTSA is at Old Dominion. I feel like Jeff Jones and ODU have been playing much better since December, probably. The Roadrunners of UTSA are getting 11.5. I'm going to ride with the Roadrunners to cover that. VMI is at Mercer. Another nice SoCon matchup. Mercer's laying 1.5. I'm going to go Mercer, but I think this is going to be a dogfight. It's going to be back and forth. Wouldn't be surprised if VMI won it, but give me Mercer minus 1.5. Wright State is at Robert Morris. Wright State is laying 4.5. Wright State hasn't been as good as normal. However, Robert Morris, not very good. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with Wright State. Florida International, the airport, is on the road at UAB. I was on the right side of Rice knocking off UAB over the weekend. Now UAB coming in 16-point favorites against the airport. I think FIU is decent. I'm taking the 16. I think it's potential. I don't know. I was thinking maybe to lock it up, but I'll put it on the fringe area. 16 points, a lot of points, but I think the airport can do it. Austin Peay is on the road at Belmont. Belmont's laying 23. Man, I think they got this number somewhere right. I think it's going to be right around there. I took the Governors of Austin Peay plus 23. Don't love it. Chicago State's at UT Rio Grande. I rode with Chicago State plus 10. I don't, actually, that's not a bad play, I think. If it was in Chicago, I would love it. But they're improved. They're really improved. They were one of the worst teams, I feel like, ever covering the sport over the past couple of years. Denver is at South Dakota, taking on the Coyotes. South Dakota's leg 7. Denver's improved as well, but I think I'm going to lay the 7 with South Dakota at home. IUPUI is at Green Bay. IUPUI is getting 10. Look, I told myself I wouldn't pick IUPUI for a while because I've watched them play and I thought they were one of the worst teams in the country. However, they're getting 10 at Green Bay. I guess I'm going to take the 10 points. I think Green Bay's improved, but they're not that much improved. Give me Green Bay's the better team. Green Bay wins by 7, something like that. UIC is at Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Patrick Baldwin Jr. They're laying 3.5. Man, Milwaukee's been one of the biggest disappointments in all college basketball. They're laying 3.5. I'm not locking it, but I think you should consider it because UIC is dog shit. UIC is dog shit, so I think you should consider. But Milwaukee's just so inconsistent. Not a horrible play, though. This isn't a horrible play either. Louisiana Lafayette's at UT Arlington. Lafayette's minus 1. I think Lafayette's the better team. I think they're going to get the win. I think it's decent fringe lock there. ULM is at Texas State. ULM's getting 8. Look, Texas State's a solid team there in the Sun Belt, but ULM's improving as the season goes on. Really been impressed with their growth as a team. They're getting 8. Give me ULM plus the 8. Sam Houston State is at Lamar. Sam Houston State's laying 5.5. Lamar is terrible. What am I missing? This line smells, but hey, I'm going to lock it up. Give me Sam Houston State minus 5.5. They got this. Tennessee State's at Murray State. I think Murray State's probably going to come out of the Ohio Valley, but we'll see. Tennessee State's getting 20. It's a big number, and I know they've been dog shit. I don't know. I got to think about this one. This one might switch, but right now, give me Tennessee State plus 20. But this is one I think if you look at the SGPN app and see my picks, tomorrow before the game tips, I might switch to Murray State on this one. Western Illinois is at North Dakota. The Leathernecks are laying 9. I think you should lay the 9 because North Dakota is not very good. South Dakota State's at Omaha. Omaha's getting 15 at home. Man, I took Omaha. Don't love it because South Dakota State, I think, is the team that's going to come out of the Summit. Abilene Christian's at Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's laying 4.5. Hey, they got a great home crowd. I'm going to ride with Grand Canyon minus the 4.5. Georgia State is at South Alabama. Nice Sunbelt matchup here. South Alabama laying 1.5, and Georgia State's been so inconsistent this year. I think I got to ride with South Alabama. I'm going to lay the 1.5. Idaho is at Weber State. Weber State's laying 16.5. And look, Weber State either gets blown out or they blow out teams. I'm counting on them to blow out Idaho. I'm laying the 16.5 with Weber State. Indiana is at Iowa. Another great matchup here. And I went back and forth on this. Indiana's getting 4. I know it's tough to win in Iowa City. I'm going to take a shot on the Hoosiers plus the 4. Sprinkle some on the money line. Rice is at Western Kentucky. Look, my boys Rice, I knew they were better than their record indicated. I had them, I was all over them with that UAB game. However, now they hit the road to Bowling Green, Kentucky. This stadium gets lit. So I am going to take Western Kentucky minus 8.5. Despite me kind of been a fan of Rice, the times I've watched them. SIU Edwardsville is at Eastern Illinois. This is a true shit fest. I didn't know what to do here. I ended up laying the 6 with SIU. Don't love it at all. Stay away. Southern Utah is at Montana. Montana's laying 2.5. I think Montana's the better team. Should be a nice matchup though in the Big Sky. I'm going to lay the 2.5. Tarleton State. Billy Gillespie doing a great job with them. They are on the road at New Mexico State. New Mexico State, the Aggies keep a good basketball program there. New Mexico State's laying 10.5. Do I think that number's just a bit too big? Give me Tarleton plus the 10.5. Let's lock it up. Yes. Oregon is at UCLA. A game I was considering going to. Oregon's getting 10.5 at UCLA. I think that number's just a little bit too big. I'm going to lock up the Ducks at UCLA. I think that's the play. I get it. Oregon has been one of the more disappointing teams. Oregon's been one of the more disappointing teams in college basketball. But this was supposed to be, a lot of people thought this would be the matchup for the Pac-12. Like, hey, can Oregon get past UCLA, or is UCLA going to be able to? So at the end of the day, I do think the Ducks have the talent to stay in this game. Can they get it going? Can they get it going? Because they barely beat Oregon State the other day. Barely. If anything, Oregon State missed a layup, a wide open layup, where I feel like the game would have been going to overtime had the guy not rushed it. But give me the Ducks. Let's lock it up. Then we got Cal State Northridge at Cal State Fullerton. Northridge is getting 10. I don't like betting on Northridge. They're very unpredictable and they're pretty shitty. However, I'll take the 10 points in Northridge. Portland is at USD, San Diego in the WCC. The Pilots are getting 6.5 at San Diego. I was on San Diego the other night. They cashed for me. Portland's getting 6.5. I think Portland hangs around enough. Give me the 6.5 in the Pilots. UC Riverside is at Cal Poly. UC Riverside's laying 6.5. I like UC Riverside, and this is a fringe lock play, I think. Don't be surprised if I have this locked up by tomorrow. UC Santa Barbara's at Long Beach State. Long Beach State is getting 3.5 at home dog. So Santa Barbara laying the 3.5. I think you should ride with the Gauchos of Santa Barbara. I think they will get the win in Long Beach. BYU at Gonzaga. Awesome matchup here. Cougars are getting 15 at Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga, I don't know. Tough. They could really get blown out here. I'm going to just take a shot on BYU covering this. Zags win by 14. Colorado's at Arizona. Colorado's getting 15.5. Man, that's a big number. It's just a big number. I get it. Arizona's been fired this year. Colorado's inexperienced. They're not a great road team, especially since they've lost, you know, since they're just a young team. And I feel like on the road is going to be tough for them. However, 15.5 points is a big, big number. I'm going to ride with my Buffaloes. Look out, just watch him go. Look out, the Buffalo. Oh no, it's a guy on a Buffalo. Yes, give me my Buffs to get it done plus 15.5 in Tucson. Loyola Marymount is at San Francisco. San Francisco's laying 9.5. I went with LMU to cover the 9.5. San Francisco gets the win, LMU covers. Oregon State is on the road at USC. Oregon State's getting 15.5. See, I think the Beavers have been playing better. I really do. I know their record is dog shit, but 15.5, you know what? Let's lock it up. Oregon schools. I'm on Oregon and Oregon State. Let's ride with them. Have an Oregon parlay there. All right, let's do it. St. Mary's is at Pepperdine. St. Mary's is laying 12.5. I think St. Mary's is probably, I don't know. I guess give me the 12.5 at home. I feel like St. Mary's is definitely going to win by double digits though. So maybe I'm a fool for taking that one. Stay tuned for that. Maybe that pick will switch as well. UC Irvine is at Hawaii. Hawaii's got some big man. If you haven't watched this Rainbow Warriors team play, not paradise for you for UCI. Even though UCI is probably the team we're going to see in the NCAA tournament out of the Big West, Hawaii is getting 6. Hawaii covers. UCI wins by 4. Rainbow Warriors get the win or get the cover. I'm sorry. So just to recap, my locks at the moment. Once again, get the SGPN app. Things can change. If I hear of COVID situations, I can unlock things. But I'll tell you this. I think we're going to be pretty set in stone here. I'm going to lock up Oregon State. Just to recap, Oregon State, Tarleton State plus 10.5. Sam Houston State minus 5.5. I am locking up. I am also locking up Northern Kentucky plus 3, North Texas minus 4. I am also locking up Florida Gulf Coast minus 3 and Boston BU minus 2.5. And there might be another lock or two by tomorrow when you hear this thing. All righty, folks. Look, let's do this damn thing. All right. Get that SGPN app, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round here, but remember, we also talk college football on our other feed. Subscribe to the College Football Experience because we talk college football year round there. Yes, I know the national championship's done, but don't worry. We are still talking college football year round. You got to subscribe to both. Tell a friend. Let's have some fun. Get the Sports Gambling Podcast as well and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I got that. We just had Chris Long on the show on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Check that out. Howie Long's son, Super Bowl champ Chris Long. So go check that episode out. But if you get the SGPN app, you're going to get access to all of our picks, all of our podcasts, all of our guest appearances, whether it's Chris Long, whether it's Steve Lavin, who's been on the show before, whether it's Mike Leach, Al Harrington. I don't know. I can go on and on and on. Jerry Glanville. So do that. Bill Burr, Larry the Cable Guy coming on talking Nebraska football. You're going to have access to all of that. So get the SGPN app. Don't be a fool. Give me a follow on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Also, the College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at @TheSGP Network. Give them all a follow. And also check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. We're always talking college basketball, pretty much whatever the sport, college baseball, college basketball, college football, NFL, fucking bobsledding is probably covered. Monster truck rallies are probably covered in that thing. So subscribe. It's a lot of fun. It's the best way to really keep in touch with us about plays. So let's have some fun, folks. All right. This is the College Basketball Experience daily show for Thursday, January 13th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.